Space Force base commander fired for email criticizing Vice President J.D. Vance after Greenland visit. By Christina Wong on April 11, 2025. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth on Thursday fired the commander of a Space Force base in Greenland hours after a report that she had sent an email to the entire base criticizing Vice President J.D. Vance after his visit there last month. The Space Force said in a statement that Space Force Colonel Susanna Myers, commander of Pitofik Space Base, was removed from her command by Colonel Kenneth Clock, commander of Space Base Delta 1, for loss of confidence in her ability to lead. Commanders are expected to adhere to the highest standards of conduct, especially as it relates to remaining nonpartisan in the performance of their duties, the statement said, adding, Colonel Sean Lee has assumed command. Chief Pentagon spokesman Sean Parnell posted that statement from his account, adding, actions to undermine the chain of command or to subvert President Trump's agenda will not be tolerated at the Department of Defense. Military.com reported that after Vance visited the base on March 28, Myers sent an email on March 31 to all personnel at Pitofik, including Canadians, Danes, and Greenlanders who worked there, that said she spent the weekend thinking about Friday's visit. The actions taken, the words spoken, and how it must have affected each of you. She added, I do not presume to understand current politics. But what I do know is the concerns of the U.S. administration discussed by Vice President Vance on Friday are not reflective of Pitofik Space Base. She also wrote, I commit that, for as long as I am lucky enough to lead this base, all of our flags will fly proudly, together. Military.com reported that the email marked a rare pushback within the ranks of the Trump administration's repeated criticism and critiques of NATO members and longtime allies. Department of Defense Chief of Staff Joe Casper told Military.com in a statement that civilian control of the military is a bedrock principle of our armed forces. Actions to undermine the chain of command or to subvert President Trump's agenda will not be tolerated at the Defense Department. Myers became base commander in July. President Donald Trump has talked about taking control of Greenland, which is part of Denmark, and has even floated the prospect of military force, though he said it is a good possibility that we could do it without military force. During his visit to Greenland, Vance criticized Denmark during his remarks at the base, saying, "You have not done a good job by the people of Greenland. You have underinvested in the people of Greenland, and you have underinvested in the security of this incredible, beautiful landmass." Republican senators applauded Myers' firing. Navy veteran Senator Jim Banks, RN, posted on X, Colonel Myers tried to politicize the Space Force and was held accountable. Lord Austin isn't SecDef anymore. Thanks at Pete Hegseth. Senator Tommy Tuberville, RL, posted on X, President Trump is the commander-in-chief. Get on board with the mission, or get out. Senator Eric Schmidt, RMO, posted on X, good on a Pete Hegseth and his team for their quick action here. Taylor Van Kirk, press secretary for Vance, said in a statement on the matter. Vice President Vance is grateful for his visit to Pitofik Space Base and for the opportunity to meet with our brave servicemen and women stationed there. President Trump has made his vision for an enhanced security footprint in the Arctic abundantly clear, and the Vice President is committed to implementing the President's agenda. This includes strengthening the partnership and cooperation between the United States and Greenland, which is critical for both American national security and the safety of our partners worldwide. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.